Thinking back over the year, Tell Me More decided to make a list of some of the most fascinating people of 2007. They're ranked in no particular order, just people who caught our attention, and we thought you might like to hear more about them. A certain radio shock jock is back on the air, but nobody can talk about Don Imus without remembering his spectacular fall from grace earlier this year. Imus, of course, made disparaging remarks about the Rutgers women's basketball team, the Scarlet Knights. But many people think it wasn't just his remarks that caused CBS News and MSNBC to drop his program. It was who the remarks were about, strong, graceful women, led by their coach, Vivian Stringer. That's one reason we chose Coach Stringer as one of the most fascinating people of 2007. We wanted to know more about her, so we turned to her pastor, the Reverend DeForest Buster Sorries. He's the spiritual leader of the First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens, located in Somerset, New Jersey. And Pastor Sorries joins us from his church in Somerset. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Now, as a clergyman, you interact with thousands of people on a regular basis. What is it, do you think, about Vivian Stringer that makes so many people take note of her leadership, her presence?
Well, in the first instance, it's Coach Stringer's story. She has gone through more difficulties, as we say in church, trials and tribulations, than most people will ever encounter. She lost her husband on Thanksgiving Day. Her daughter is permanently impaired due to medical malpractice, all the way down to having bought a car, and on the day she bought the car was in a car accident. She has had more difficulties than any one human being I know, but trouble seemed to make her stronger, and when she's facing adversity, she seems to rise from the ashes.
What do you think is the key to that resiliency, that strength? Any idea?
Well, she attributes her resiliency, I think, to two things. One, the father that she had, who was a coal miner and a very strong personality, and not only her mother and father's upbringing, but her faith. I met her after she had been worshiping with us for over a year, and she came in one Sunday, and the church was so crowded, she actually had to sit in the choir stand. And she attributes much of her resolve, her capacity, and her optimism to her relationship with God and her faith in a higher power.
It's interesting that she'd been worshiping there for a while before she made herself known to you. That kind of suggests to me that she's a little bit modest, perhaps, outside of her coaching.
I would go so far as to say that C. Vivian Stringer is not only modest, she's actually shy. She has no sense of being pretentious. She attracts no attention to herself on purpose, but she's a basketball coach. And she sees herself as a basketball coach. And the most important people in the world to her beyond her biological family are the women who she calls her daughters that play on her basketball team.
You know, if you've ever seen her coach, I'm not sure shy is a word that would come to mind. I want to go to a clip of some people might say is coach in her true form. Let's hear it.
We are the greatest team that you're ever in. Tennessee is done. Checkmate. Take it off. It's done. This orange is finished. As far as I'm concerned,
that was a scene, of course, from the PBS documentary This Is a Game, Ladies. The Rutgers women's team was a subject of the film, and she was rallying the girls for a game against the University of Tennessee perpetual champion. She doesn't seem very shy to me, I have to tell you.
Well, but that's the other C. Vivian Stringer. The C. Vivian Stringer of whom I spoke, the normal person off the court, in the house with the family, is a very shy person. She's very shy, very reserved, very quiet. When she comes to church, most people do not know she's here. Often when I talk about her in my sermons or make comments about her from the pulpit, she almost shrinks in the audience. Listen, the Sunday morning that we called for Imus's resignation, she sat in the front pew. She was very uncomfortable. She liked sitting towards the middle of the back. I asked her if she wanted to address the congregation. She said, absolutely not. We got her out of the church without talking to the press. And we really had to craft the press conference that the world ended up seeing because she was not pressing to talk to the press. She wanted the university president to speak. She thought it was appropriate for the athletic director to speak. Her focus exclusively was on those young women. And we all just had to gang up on her and say, look, coach, you must speak. And she spoke.
That's remarkable because I think many people, I know people who can still quote some of the things she said. Let's play a short clip of what she said. She's addressing Don Imus's remarks on behalf of the Rutgers team.
It's not about the Rutgers women's basketball team. It's about women. Are women hoes? Think about that. Would you have wanted your daughter to have been called that? It's not about they as black people or as nappy-headed. It's about us as a people.
How did you finally get her to, I'm floored to find out that she really didn't want to speak publicly, because when she did, it was amazing.
Well, if you think about it, this press conference happened almost a week after Don Imus made his remarks. Had she really wanted to become a public figure, had she really made a conscious decision to be, quote unquote, out there, she could have had a press conference anytime. But when the women came back to campus that Monday, the day after Easter, and we met all day long, we met with the team, we met with the president, we met with the athletic director, it was clear that we needed to say something, that the school needed to say something, and that the team really needed to announce that it had accepted Don Imus's offer to meet. Well, Coach Stringer was the pivotal person because she represented both the school and the players, and she was able to capture and describe the passion and the feeling of the ladies in ways they could not do it themselves.
You, of course, moderated the meeting between the team and Don Imus. He'd asked for a meeting to explain himself to the Rutgers team and to Coach Stringer. Not to give away any, you know, confidences or as part of your pastoral responsibilities, but a lot of people feel that Coach Stringer would have been well within her rights not to forgive Don Imus. And I wonder why you think she did.
Well, in the first instance, Coach Stringer understood, as did the members of the team, that there had to be some exit strategy. After all, they are not a civil rights organization. They're not a women's advocacy group. They're a basketball team. And the media had begun hounding them and really chasing them almost everywhere they went, to the extent that we were concerned about the team's academic success and their ultimate athletic futures. But beyond that, you cannot live the rest of your life holding on to anger about anything. And not only did the team anticipate, therefore, the need to forgive Imus, they also left room and continued to leave room for some mutual endeavor with Imus to demonstrate the ability and, I think, the responsibility that we all have to rise above our differences and to do something greater for the greater good.
So how's she doing now?
Oh, she's doing great. They're winning. They're not playing as well as she'd like to see them play. And I think in some ways this Christmas season will be as painful for them as last Christmas season was. But they've only lost two games. And I think she's preparing the whole country for a postseason that will be even better this year than it was last year.
Well, Reverend, you've been very generous with your time. Before we let you go, aside from Vivian Stringer, who is your other fascinating person for 2007?
My fascinating person for 2007?
Yeah.
It's got to be Obama.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama has.
I was going to say, because there could be two Obamas. It could be Michelle Obama.
The Obamas. I think they forever answered the question, can African Americans function at the highest level of national politics?
The Reverend DeForest Sorey is a senior pastor at the First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset, New Jersey. He's a friend of Rutgers women's basketball coach C. Vivian Stringer. He joined us from his office. Reverend, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Michelle. When I come to D.C., I'm going to call you.
I hope so, and Happy New Year to you.
You too and your family.